provoking the Lord to anger. Jeremiah chapter 25, verse number 7. Yet ye have not hearkened unto me, saith the Lord, that ye might provoke me to anger with the works of your hands, to your own hurt. Because of our ignorance of God's nature and his holiness, we never really contemplate or meditate on provoking the Lord. But God's people, his own children, can provoke the Lord to anger. The God of the Old Testament is the same as the God of the New Testament. So then how do we anger the Lord? One, when he sends prophets to us, when they rise up early in our rebellion and in our sin, and they speak, and we do not hearken, when God sends his messengers forth to preach the word of God to us, to warn us of our ways, and we do not listen. We anger him when we do not incline our ears to hear the message that he has for us, when we do not bend our ear his way and listen to what he has to say to us, listen to his reproof and his rebuke. We were told to turn from our evil ways and from the evil of our doings, to go not after other gods, to set not idols up. My little children, keep yourselves from idols. Provoking the Lord to anger with the works of our hands. When we provoke the Lord to anger by what we do with our hands, the mischief that we get into, what we allow our eyes to see, where we allow our feet to go, our thoughts. When we provoke the Lord to anger, he removes the voice of mirth and the voice of gladness. Yes, our joy will leave when we anger the Lord. We wist not that the Lord hath departed from us. We will search for happiness, though we may not come to death. We will know the joy of the Lord has departed from us, and we must wait on him for him to restore us. The Lord will not always be angry. Psalm 103, verse 9. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. When we provoke the Lord to anger, it's not that he is giving us up to our sins or giving us what is due for our sins. No. It is to correct us and restore us. Though it seems it will last forever, it will not. One day, joy will be restored. The peaceable habitations are cut down when we anger the Lord. God takes peace from those who have provoked him to anger. Rebellion provokes the Lord to anger. Rebellion to his revealed will, to the clear will of God. That's not a mystery, but it's very clear. When the children of Israel rebelled against Moses and his prophets, it angered the Lord. God brought judgment, and he brings judgment when we rebel against him. If we murmur and complain against his care for us, it will anger the Lord. It will provoke him when we murmur and complain, when we have an ungrateful spirit, when we are not thankful for all that God has done for us, when we complain about his provisions for us, we provoke the Lord to anger. God's anger is said to be fierce. It is fierce. It is swift. It is passionate, angry, furious like a lion. However, it does not last forever. God will one day lift that when we have obeyed, when we have learned the lessons that God has for us. It is a marvel to most of us that God would ever be angry with us. We never think of God like that. We never think about what we have done could provoke the Lord to anger. We should be conscious of this. In everything that we do, we should remember that our actions, our works, our rebellion, our sin, our denial of his will can provoke the Lord to anger. Oh, be careful. Be careful that you anger not the Lord and come into this type of condition. Trust the Lord. Keep a short sin account. Repent and provoke not the Lord to anger. And when you do provoke the Lord to anger, plead with him. Trust him and be patient with God to wait until the lessons have been learned.